What's the pelodik is zochet samari the kainenis? Why dafka the meragim have to be those who know how to eat and drink? So we said that I'm sure you've heard this from me, that Rashi says, and the pasuk shlach lachos, Rashi says, ledatcha ani eini mitzav lach. And it says, anot shema pi Hashem, Rashi says, b'rishusai, it was b'rishusai, the word is that, in the midbar everything was api Hashem Yisu, api Hashem Yachan. Api Hashem Yisu, api Hashem Yachan means you don't make a move without the Rabban Shalom. See, that's not a clear malchus, because you can't do anything. Malchus only comes from in Yonim where you're not mitzvah, and you still do it. We've discussed this many times, really. And so Kabbalah Zalmach Shemayim, Krishna, Kabbalah Zalmach Shemayim, you don't make a bechus a mitzvah to Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim. Because when it's all tzivuim, that's not Emes Tegel Malchus. Emes Tegel Malchus is where there's a matzah, but there's no tzivuim, and we make it into a mitzvah. That's the Emes Tegel Malchus. That's why Kabbalah Zalmach Shemayim, and Krishna, and Shir Tachav Yisachah, and Lech Tachav Aderech, and Shevet Didach, and Lech Es Didach, and Yonam of Rishus. First Gemara thinks that in Sukkah, the Derech, and Mat Derech, Shur Rishus. So everything is Rishus, and the Gemara says, no, Milay, why are we talking about Milay Askinan that is going on into a Derech? Doesn't have to be Rishus, Derech, and Mitzvah, and Shevet Didach, and Lech Es Didach, and Yonam of Rishus. Ika Kabbalah Zalmach Shemayim, and Sivim Hapach, and Yonam of Rishus. Because a mitzvah is a tzivu, it's something that's on top of us. The whole Gilev Kabbalah Satoira first came from a Kofelim. It was a Nasav and Ishmael. First there was a Nasav and Ishmael, and then there was Kofelim Hakigigis. Which is the Kofelim Hakigigis, the Maran and others explained was to show us that rather the Torah came Chayinu or Chayinu, we can't do without it. First has to be a Nasa Venishma, first has to be a Kabbalah Mitzidena. So maybe before the Tzivu, has to be a. So every Dover Rishus, that's the Emstik of Malchis. Shibt Chabavisach Alech Adar, that's the Emstik of Gilu, Yishma Yisrael Hashem Lekin, Hashem Echad. And that's the Sod of Echad, Zayin Rekin, Oretz, Arba Kamfais. That Sod of Echad is that everything is Nechla. Everything means Bein Dover, Bein Dva Mitzvah, Bein Dva Rishus. So maybe the Midbar wasn't this Gala that. Kol zman it's Api Hashem Yisu, Api Hashem Yach, everything is Api Hashem. So everything is a mitzvah. Everything is a mitzvah, there's no rishus in the middle. There's no rishus in the middle. Taka, you wanted to eat. If you wanted to eat boss, you had to bring up a korban. There's no rishus. A chiddush of rishus is a chiddush when it came to Eretz Yisrael. So the derech to come into Eretz Yisrael, meraglim and mukhshah to come into Eretz Yisrael, dafka meraglim not to eat and drink. Meaning not to eat and drink to be ma'ala in any rishus. Otherwise you can, somebody knows a mitzvah, somebody knows how to obey orders, he's gonna shaykh to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is only somebody. That's what the Ribbono Shel Olam is saying. Shlach lecha, Moshe Rabbeinu, for going into Eretz Yisrael. So that's shlach lecha, that's an inyan rishus. It's like lachem, it's like the I come, means I can't make it into a mitzvah. Because otherwise, you might as well stay in the midbar. There's not going to be a mokum for a shus. Then you might as well stay in the midbar. So, Api Hashem, Rashi says, that means Bereshusai. But some sod, the whole inyan of Shusai means that the Baruch Hashem wants us to go into Eretz Yisrael, in a life in Rishus. For a shus, you need to be a spy. A mitzvah, you don't. In the midbar, you didn't need spies. Why? Because they ate them on. So you need a spy to find them on. The spy is always looking for drama and storm. The mon is no drama and storm. You eat a piece of bread. There's also mon in the piece of bread. But the mon is hidden in the piece of bread. To find the hidden location, for that you need a spy. So to eat for Medusha, you need to be dug a spy. You've got to find the insights and you've got to find the lekuz, you've got to find the mon. Every marker has got mon. Discussed this many times. Kafi, how close you are to the mon. Kafi, how quickly you find the mon. That's how quickly you're sebeya. So yesh kain shayichin kapul v'sebein. Yesh kain shayichin. That was all. After all, you said this was down on the Beis Hamikdash. Beis Hamikdash is something you have to makdish the korban. You take a davar shus and you makdish it. You make it into a davar shibedusha. That was the sod of the Beis Hamikdash. So again, the Beis Hamikdash was built from Beis Kodesh Hashi Tvenu Liboy. Sounds like that Klal Yisrael can turn around and say, no, we don't fancy giving. Finish. No, basically, the king wants to build a palace. So he says, okay, whoever wants to give can give. That's not how a king works, because they're not emstig malchus. But it has to come. Any mokum which is going to bring his gala, the malchus shemaim, has to begin a reshus. And in there, when Magal, in there we put all the divrei reshus, and there we mahapich all the reshus. It's a trumas, maizes, tvuah, dogon, everything, bikurim, everything became a davar shebidusha. Every davar reshus became a davar shebidusha in the Mesamidash. So maybe therefore, Eretz Yisrael was the ma'avar from mitzvah to reshus, Mitzvah is behedir, and reshus, the chelak hamitzvah, chelak hakedusha sheboy is behester. So for Eretz Yisrael, you need spies. So somebody knows how to eat b'kedusha. So he knows how to find hidden. He knows how to find hidden kedusha. So he's a good spy. A person who can sniff out hidden locations, that's a born spy. So maybe therefore, for Eretz Yisrael, you need miragim. Takel mafroshim ask, another rishonim ask that what was wrong? What's wrong? Said the meraglim. Yeshua also said the meraglim. That's a musa of meraglim. It's faket. That's a musa of meraglim. Only goes to rishus. It's a good thing. You need a meraglim. That's all he thought of Yeshua and Kalev. Yeshua comes from Yosef. Yosef's midas ha-yisod. Yisod is always a hidden thing, the foundation. You build a building and you ask, is there foundations? The person says, I don't know, I can't see foundations. Shait, of course you can't see foundations. Foundations are hidden. Dig up the building and you see the foundations. And Yisod is always a chelak ha-hester. So midas ha-yisod, kedushas ha-bris, all these in Yonim are all hidden, all in the slabish, all hidden. In Yonim, gidrit sneers. It's all in Yonim, finding the hidden bechinas. Malchus is regular, Yerodus Mavis. Malchus goes down into the klipa to find the whole week. That's the Hashem, the Hoidur Hashem, we say in Erev Shabbos, the whole Hashem was Megala. The whole thing is, you know, Malchus that goes down, regular Yerodus Mavis during the week. It looks when it's Oitzim, and then it's Mala, then it's Oitzim when it comes to Erev Shabbos. So Yosef and Yehuda, Kalev and Yifuna came from Yehuda. So those were the two kosher spies. Because those were the two, whole Avoida is an Avoida of going through the rubble of Klippa and finding out the Yonim of Kedusha. That's their Inyan. That's their old Inyan. So made it therefore that those were the two Mutzlach Dikashulcha. So that's the whole Inyan. You have to find people of Asia. You have to find people of Shaykh to Achil Ashtir, you know. Not to eat b'kedusha. You have to eat b'kedusha. Not to eat and say divrei Torah, because then you can be in your own shoes. The whole inyan of it is going to be nisgala malach to shemayim in the world. It's only when all inyan of reshus on nisgala the kedusha. We discussed also the whole inyan of Yaakov Avinu is misak inyan of reshus. Yitzchak Avinu is the bechina of Klal Yisrael in the midbar. It's kula kedusha. It's kula Yitzchak v'tifkena einav. You couldn't see. Had no shaykhs with Dvarim Gashmiim. I was Yitzchak Avinu. Yaakov Avinu was told to go out. Beis Lavan is told to go out everywhere. So Yaakov Avinu is shaykh to the Inyan of Tikkun Rishus. It's his two names. It's Yaakov and it's Yisrael. Yisrael is Kulei Kedusha. It's Bechinas Mitzvah. And Yaakov is the Bechina of Rishus. Yaakov is the Rishus. When you're still Yaakov, and discuss Tikkun Tfilas Arvis. Tfilas Arvis is Rishus. Because Arvis is around its dark, around its clipper. Yaakov Avinu found the Kedusha, Toich, that's only by Erev. In the morning, it's all klar. Mincha time is all. Shachris and Mincha, it's light. If it's light, so it's like a tzivah, then it's something. Shachris or Shus. When the Kedusha is very behedia, then you don't need to be a. Then you don't need to be thing. Or when the Kedusha is not behedia, then you need to be a spy. And then you have to find the hidden locations. That's the sod that Yaakov Avinu is. So Yaakov Avinu went to Lavan. He used to tell Emes Yaakov. He's the mid of Emes. He went to Lavan and he said, "Ochva ni beramos." Why? Because the spy is a Ramai. Harry, what does a spy do? He dresses up like an Arab. Israeli spy dresses up like an Arab. He lives in the Arab kfar and gets all the information. He's a Ramai. He's a klor. He's a Ramai. And then he pretends to be theirs and he gives back all the information. Why is he a Ramai? So Yaakov Avinu's inyan is Rishus. Yid has to go into Olam Hazeh like a Ramai and Briya. We're all Ramoim. We're eating and drinking like a goyim eating and drinking, but we're doing something completely different. We're having all different cheshbon in there. So you behave like them, but you're milking out information from them, and meanwhile you're transmitting it back to base. So every eid is betzim, a reminder of kedusha and olam hazeh. That's why it's a big nisoyin to be an emistic a person, because betzim all avodah is a person who's discussed before that Esau was an emistic olam hazeh. He was an emistic. That's why he's so angry with Yaakovin took the brachas. Yaakovin took the brachas of olam hazeh, took the brachas of olam hazeh beramai. You have to take the brachas of olam hazeh beramai. That's olam hazeh. What do you mean the brachas of olam hazeh? Mishmani aretz. If you're an emistic, then you're a mishmani aretz. But if you're a mai, so then you use the mishmane aretz to l'shem kedusha. Ramesh is what he's saying to me. So Yaakovin was the one. Yitzchak couldn't be mistader l'olam hazeh. Yitzchak can't be mistader l'olam hazeh. It's finished. He cut himself away from olam hazeh, like the first Shlomo says. He couldn't see. He couldn't look at olam hazeh anymore. Oyla tamima. There's no chilek l'bailim. Yitzchak Avinu is called an oyla tamima. Is brought up on the keda. No shayches whatsoever. He doesn't have to. The person like that doesn't have to live in olam hazeh. That's like Klal Yisrael in the Midbar. Api Hashem Yisu, Api Hashem Yachnu. How you gonna get on in Eretz Yisrael? Enochanami. So that's why they didn't want to go into Eretz Yisrael. He wants to become a Psalming, a Bikoyber, Shahin, and a Hei, that is inspired, a Psal Avoida. But that's Avoida B'Yid. Avoida B'Yid is to be a Ramai de Kedusha. And when you're Makadosh in Yanam of Rishus, then you're a Ramai de Kedusha. That's why the first place Yaakovina went to was Beis Lovon. You send the Titan Emes Liakov, the first place you send an Emes Liakov is to the Ramai. Terry says, yeah, because he has to know how to using the mid of Emes, how to be a Ramai by Emes Kilo, how to be a Ramai for an Emes Tikasib. That was the whole Zachav of Yaakovina. It's all Zachav Yid. So every Yid bets him down here. Every year down here, it comes down to Olam Hazeh, it's coming into it, coming to Al the Shikr, it's coming to a world where the only way to be still there is to be a Ramai de Gedusha. And that's the Avodah V'Yid. So maybe that's the sod of Asha Shlach Lecha. That's what we discussed, that's why the Chut Shel Tchilas is stuck at the end. The Tzitzis at the end. Tzitzis, speak about it in the book. Tzitzis is Meitzitz Menacharakim. Meitzitz Menacharakim is a Bechena of Meitzitz in the Nitzitz. In other words, there's a psil tchelis. Tchelis is doing a kisa kovet. You see tchelis, you see kisa kovet. Teretz is, yeah. Somebody knows how to look at tchelis, you see kisa kovet, you see the kedusha down here. Chutz shel tchelis is a siyua that we should be zeichet to see the kisa kovet down here. And some of that's the malchus, that's the mistake of malchus of Kodesh Baruch. So mitzvahs, tzitzis, shkula keneged, all the mitzvahs in Torah. And it says that the Nana Kovid in the Midbar was the Nana Kovid was members covering them, that they're no shaykhs to this world. And Talis, also this similar bechina. Now Talis is a Nana Kovid living in this world. Nana Kovid kept us out of this world. Tzitzis is a shmira of an Nana Kovid, even though you're getting on with life. And that's good for the because Gashmias and Taibas is so shallow, there's nothing to be aspired by. You see it all behead you. There's no amkas to the Gashmias to the world. So no shaykh is to be aspired. That's what it says, Velis Surah. Surah is a lashon of Yasurah, says Kanan. Velis Surah, Achir Abavchim, Achirnich. No shaykh to be aspired. In other words, don't think there's anything more. Then you see there's nothing more. There's no amkas, it's faked, it's called a traitor, it's called a apostle. That's what it is. That's a different. Then you're going to see the kisa covered everywhere. You're looking for ruchnis, then you got to look tief. That's why tzitzis and lashon meitzitz. You need a good re'iyah. Re'isa moisah. You got to know how to look beneath. If you're looking beneath, so then you'll see already the achri levavchem. There's nothing to see there. There's nothing to see in the bechinav achri levavchem. If you look at Rochnis as a faket, then your eye will see more and more. So that's a chilef. That's in Yonah Barashus. That's the Bechinus Eishel. That's why the Inin of Yira, I never thought about it, the Inin of Yira is also to see it, and also yira tefir. What's the shayches? The shayches is because kefi or ear, that's how much you'd have yira. Understand? If you see teeth, so if you see the Rabban Shalom in front of you the whole time, maybe that brings you to yira. A person only sees something on the shallow surface, it's a zeit kunish. If you can't see, you can't fear. Can't see, can't fear. So everybody's got year, mainly come to this. Mignosh, Poseidon, the Shitaro, even someone who can't see can feel something. But to be able to live a life of year at Daphne Zayn. Says that the Chasam Sofer says that the Shisha Konim of the Menorah, last week's parasha, the Shisha Konim of the Menorah correspond to the Shisha Siddur Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Well, you Munas Etecha, Chayson Yeshuas Chacham, that Yiras Hashem Yitzar, Yan Yiras Hashem Yitzar." So Hilk Chasam Sofer says that the Shisha Konim of the Shisha Siddur Mishnah, the Konim Tzoyi is the Yiras Hashem Yitzar. That's Pein Elamala. In other words, Shisha is always the Gashmi, Kilu, the Gashmi, sorry, Shvi is already, Shvi called Shvi in the old Kodesh. But Shisha, the Bechina of Gashmis, like the Shisha Ktsovois, meaning Bechina of Gashmis. So the Yira is to see, is to be the old pointer to the Yira is Hashem Yetzer. The old pointer to the Yira means that you see the Yira in the Gashmi, that's the Sod of the Menorah. To be able to see the Yira, to be able to see how it's all pointer to the Emza. That was the dark of the Menorah. Able to see how it's all pointed to them. So then, such a type of person who knows how to see, such a type of person who knows who sees a tifer ear, so then he can have Yerushalayim. So it's more digazach. Otherwise, a person can't. He goes to places. He can't live a life of Shavuos Hashem like this. By a sudak, and a person sit with Yira. He's being served a tasty schnitzel. So how can he sit there with Yira? And he's got to be able to see that there's Kedusha over here. He's got to be able to see that there's a lot of Kedusha over here. When he sees a lot of Kedusha over here, so then he can live with Yerushalayim.